Hello everyone, this is Christine Ewan, head coach with the Productive Dentist Academy, and I'm here with From the Field. And today I'm happy to introduce Val Keller. She is an office manager with Shine Dental, Dr. Brent Wong up in Winnipeg, Canada. Hey Val.
Hello Chris, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me a little bit today, and I just want to tell a little bit about your practice and let you add to it. Well, I just think you guys have a great story. We first met Brent and his team 3 years ago
at one of our,
productive workshops, productivity workshops, and literally, I know you're not a big about bragging on yourself, but I will. This office has tripled their production over time with us. They've added a tremendous amount of different services to their practice. I'll let you tell a little bit more about that. But tell us what PDA and our philosophies and our training have really been able to do for you and your practice.
Sure. All right. Well, we first started in 2007, and as Chris said already, that our production has tripled. And not only has our production tripled, Dr. Wong has went from 8 to 6 hour days. That in itself is really cool. And in order to manage that, scheduling is definitely a huge factor. So PDA helped us implement a perfect template for our schedule and that we could always hit our goals and enjoy bonuses together. They also taught us to work as a team. So together, everyone achieves more. It's just been so great that everybody comes to work happy, and PDA has just given us all that extra energy as well, and know that that we're going to be rewarded for our hard work together with the team and Dr. Wong. It's just worked out really, really well.
Well, that's fantastic. And yet, Dr. Wong is a young family, two young children. So the fact that, and that was a big point for him, I know, not just about increasing productivity, but having time for his family. He's also does a lot with charity dental work. You guys, how often do you take your charity trips?
He does charity trips 3 to 4 weeks a year, so different times. Like, he does them 1 week at a time, but there's 3 to 4 times that he does go, and he brings his family, and his most important thing was to take more time off work. And actually, I said that he went from 8 to 6 hour days, but he also went from 5 to 4 days a week as well.
And no more Saturdays for him.
No more Saturdays and no more Fridays.
Well, and that's fantastic. You know, obviously, one of our goals is to increase the production for our clients, but to have the balance of lifestyle and family as well is just a wonderful secondary benefit that comes from being very productive and very effective and efficient when you are working. One of the other things that I think is one of the great successes with Brent is he's also brought on an associate.
Yes, he has, and a denturist.
And a denturist, which a lab tech, right, in your office. And also, so that's been able to cover, you know, a lot of the time that he's not there. We've got a full-time associate in there.
Absolutely.
She's producing well, working with the same systems.
Yeah, she produces really well. It works out for him because he can specialize in the areas of areas that he wants to. So he does a lot of implants, orthodontic treatment, a lot of cosmetic makeovers, where she can do the fillings and endo, and he can spend time on what he really wants to spend time on.
And he has done that in the last 2 to 3 years, that he's really added on all those services, expanded his scope of practice, if you will.
Yes. Yeah. Associate came on just over a year ago, and denturist this year we just added.
Yeah. So, again, the opportunity to use technology and changing the service mix to, yes, be productive, but I really liked what you said about him being doing what he really likes to do. So he's personally and professionally being fulfilled.
Absolutely.
By being able to do these extra, maybe non-traditional services.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I couldn't agree more with what you said about your team and your energy. Every time I've come to visit, it is upbeat. It is energetic. There's smiles everywhere. You really make the term Shine Dental a reality with your team.
We like to think so. We're the leading dental office in Winnipeg right now, and have maintained that for several years. And it's probably because we feel that we have the best team in Winnipeg.
Well, and it shows. That's great. I wish every office could say that. That's a wonderful compliment. Well, Val, and specifically with you, I know that you've taken some additional training with PDA for office managers and dentists called Driving the Bus. Tell me about that course and what that's helped you be able to do as a manager.
Driving the Bus was awesome. It was such a good experience, and just, first of all, being able to mingle and get different ideas from other people who do the same thing was really cool. And then also learning more about QuickBooks and how to develop a budget for your practice. So since that course, I've been working closer with our accountant and actually doing a lot of the things for him, which is great for me because I have a huge interest in it. And being able to maintain a budget for our practice and therefore sharing more bonus with other people. So some of the things that we do in our office is, like, we have the daily incentives plus spa days and yearly trips, which is a huge incentive, and it's just been a complete blessing all around, really.
Well, and I can't say enough. Your skill set as an office manager, as I've worked with you over the last 3 years, has grown tremendously. Your handle on the numbers and the business side of things has truly, truly grown. So glad we could help you do that. You're doing a great job with that.
It's been so rewarding. And you can never learn enough. So.
Well, and tell me, now Shine Dental also has, I would say, a fairly aggressive marketing strategy. Tell me about some of the things that your office does with marketing for your new patients.
Sure. We have internal and external marketing. So the external, we have billboards, we send out mailers, we have radio ads, we're on Facebook right now. And internal, we ask our patients for referrals, but not only that, we try to go the extra mile for them. So if they're cold, we have blankets. We give them water, tea when they come in. We just try to really give them that really spa-like feeling when they come in and just know that, let's make them feel that they're the only people that we're taking care of at that time. And they then refer other family and friends, and we give them discounts as well and different incentives to refer other people. That really helps a lot, and Dr. Wong also has this computer program, so we send everybody post-op instructions when they come in. They'll get an email saying, you know, thank you for coming to Shine Dental today. You had a filling done. This is normal to experience these symptoms, and he'll list the symptoms, and that goes for implants or extractions, anything that he does. So that works out really well, and also gives them an opportunity to leave feedback, and that's worked so awesome for our practice.
Fantastic, yeah. The more times that you touch your patients, whether it's being, like you say, in the office, the quality care, the customer service, and I have to say, your goodie bags are awesome. I like what you give away to your patients.
I forgot to mention the goodie bags.
Oh, yes. Good. Again, it's a budget item in your
Absolutely.
Budget, your marketing budget, and you're constantly reviewing. I know you especially, you and the doctor constantly are reviewing the success of the different strategies that you have with marketing and looking at what's working and what's not. And your new patient flow has been very consistent of, what, 70 to 100 new patients a month?
Yeah, it's actually been up to 150 some months.
Mm-hmm. And yet still your number one referral source?
Oh, existing patients.
Other patients, yep. So that's fantastic. So you really been able to afford the marketing, and you're managing it, you're monitoring it, and staying within budget on it, and it's obviously paying off. That's tremendous. Well, you sure make it sound easy.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, if it's fun, it's okay, right? So as long as you enjoy what you're doing, then it doesn't seem as hard as it could be, but no, it's
okay. Well, I know you don't like to brag on yourself, but I know you and your team, Dr. Brent, everybody, has put a lot of effort into getting you to the success that you are, and obviously you're all enjoying it. So we wish you continued success, and thrilled to have you a part of our PDA family. I just want to thank you, Val. That was just wonderful to spend a little bit of time with us. I truly appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
You are welcome. And there you have it, another success story. This is Christine Ewan reporting from the field.